Okay, we're on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Four lines from the top. Gufa. Okay, it says in the Torah, Legabe Shvuas Apikadon, that's when somebody gives you something to watch, and then the person denies it, and he swears, and then at the end he admits, so he has to pay, obviously, what he's holding on to, plus he has to add a fifth, the Karen plus a Chomesh. So it says by Shvuas Pikadon, it says Mal Umala Mal Bashem, and this is Lerabos Kochim Kalim. That if a person's holding on to Kochim Kalim and he does this, he's Chayev Shehem Mamono, because that's considered like the Mamon Bailim Divei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So we've seen before. Okay, now the Brisa continues Ben Azay Omer. The Rabbi says the Shlamim. The Rabbi Yossi Glili, what he meant was to include Shlamim, which is also, that's Kochim Kalim. And Abba Yossi ben Dostayomir, Lo Amar ben Azai, Ela Bivchor Bilvad. He was referring to specifically Bechor. And I think more is going to explain. Amar Mar. We just said Ben Azay Omer Rabos Esther Shlamim, that's included in the Shlamim is what Yossi Glili was coming to include, that's considered Mamon Bailim, and therefore the Shvus Apikidon. So the Gemara says Lemeute Ma, as opposed to what is not considered. So Ilei Melemeute Boch Bechor, that's not considered Mamon Bailim. So Hashta Uma Shlamim Shetuunim Smicha Unesachim Usnufa Sachazei Vashok. All these holy things we have by Shlamim, and that's considered Mamun Bailim, Marta Mamun Bailim. Who's the Bechor? You don't have all these avodos. So Mibaye, surely is considered Mamun Bailim. If Shlamim is, surely Bechor should be. And therefore, that's what I included and not excluded. So Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that the Kavana of Ben Azai is Lemeute Meiser, meaning Meiser Behema, that's more Kadosh in this respect, and therefore it's there's no Shvuas Pikadon. Okay, Kedetanya, as we find from the following Brisa, this difference, Bivachor Nemar, it says in the Pasuk by Bivachor, Lo Sifte, that you cannot redeem it, Vinimkar, and it's sold, Tam Chai, if it's alive and it's without any blemish, Ubal Mum, Chai Veshachut, and if it has a Mum, it can be sold when it's alive or Shechte. Whereas Meiser, Nemar Lo Yigael, and therefore we learn that Seino Nimkar, Lo Chai Velo Shachut, Lo Tam Velo Bal Mum at all. So we see in this aspect it's more Kadosh, and then Bechor, and therefore it's not included in the Shvus Apikadon. Ravina Masnila Asefa. He learns it on the Seifa of this price that we saw before, on the words of Rabbi Abba Yossi ben Dostai. That Abba Yossi ben Dostai Omer Lo Amar Ben Azai Ela Bivchor Bilvad. And on that, the Gemara says Lima Ute Mai. What is the Bechor coming to exclude? Now we're going to see like the opposite, like we saw before. Ilema Lemeute Shlamim. If it's coming to exclude Shlamim, and it was Bechor and not Shlamim. The Shlamim, there's no Yeshua Spikadon. So Hashtoma Bechor Shekadosh Mirechem, that it's got this chumra to it, whatever, that it's Kadosh, it's born holy, you don't have to even make it holy. Shekadosh Mirechem Mamono, who is considered his Mamon, Shlamim Mibaya, Shlamim, which is not automatically Kadosh, you have to make it Kadosh, it's not as holy. So surely that's included in Shlamim's included in Shvuas Pikadon. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Lemute Meiser again. It's coming to exclude Rabbi again. Abadosi ben Dostai is coming to exclude Meiser. That's not considered Maimon Bailim. Kedetanya, as we see by the following brisa. Kedetanya Bebechor. Nemar says Lot Siftev and it's Nimkar Chai Tam Chai Bal Mum Chai Veshachud. But Meiser it says Lo Yigael Veino Nimkar Lo Chai Velo Shachud Velo Tam Velo Bal Mum. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "I, how can you say that? That Ha Mivchor Bilvad in the Kamar." That Rabbi Abba Dostai, Yossi Ben Dostai said that it's only referring to Bivachor Bilvad. Now, b'chor b'vav means b'chor and nothing else. No other kochim kalim. So how can you say, we just said before, oh, it's surely if it's b'chor, certainly shlamim, all the more so, because shlamim mibaya. So how can you include shlamim when in his words, it's, he said, dafke b'chor, bilvat. So Gemara says kasha. Okay, you got a kasha. Okay, let's see the Rashis now. Okay, it starts with shlamim, shatunim, smicha, leaning on the animal, and nesachim, minchas nesachim, bring the mincha and the oil, whatever, shlosh esronim for a par, vishne esronim la'ayel, visaron la'keves, you can have farsh mincha menachos and perikol menachos, val b'chor lo, b'chor doesn't, you don't bring a minchas nesachim with it. Bechor mebaye, bechor bechuslaritz. Come referring here to a bechor that's bechuslaritz. The came into lav la kravakain since it's not going to be offered. Lo zachu le mishulchan gavoa, the lo chazi le gavoa because it's not fitting for the gavoa. There's no base of mikdash. It's outside in chuslaritz. Okay, limuute meiser behema shafal pi shehu karav shlamim. That even though the Meister Behema you offered as Shlamim Kada Amrinan in Perek Basra the Bechoros Afilo Hachi Lo Havi Mechayim Mamun Baalim Kishlamim, but it's still, while it's alive, it doesn't have the Mamun Baalim like Shlamim does. Bibachor, Tam Nemar says Ach Bechor Shor Begomer Lo Tifte Pidyon Hu Delesbe, you can't redeem it. But the lipuk mikdushas bechor, that would take it out from the kedusha bechor by redeeming it, that you don't have. But limkor biitlis velishko belitrei, that you're not allowed to do. You can't sell it in the butcher shop or use it to weigh. You can't weigh it. Avalanimkar hu chai, but it is sold while it's alive. Velokech yochlenu bekedushaso kishayumam, and then the buyer can eat it with its kedusha once it gets a mum. Or im habayis kayam yakivenu, then you sacrifice it. B'maiser ne'mar lo yigael v'gamrina bebechoras in perek hamishi hai lo yigael mi lo yigael dechramim. It's the zereshava lo yigael from chramim dechsiv behem lo yimacher v'lo yigael, and then we learn ma lahalan mechira imo, just like there, including selling. So afkan mechira imo. Therefore, hilchach eino nimkar lo chai v'lo shachut, it can't be sold not live and not shechted, etc. Alma lav mamun b'alim. So we see it's lav mamun b'alim. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rav Amar, my nesachim, nechasim, excuse me, she'ein behem me'ila, nechasim she'ein behem din me'ila, u'mainin hu hedyot. So now we're going back to the diuk they originally made with in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said one of the things were that your chayv, if you damage it, is a nechasim she'ein behem me'ila. And we had learned before, Rabbi Yochanan, right, that that your chayv in nechasim she'ein behem me'ila, even though it's kadosh. Now we're assuming it's something kadosh that you are chayv in, but it's only something it's nechasim she'ein behem me'ila. So that's the kadosh thing that you would be chayv in. You know, it's mashmi because this is something that's kadosh, right? But what type of kadosh thing are you chayav in? It has to be nechasim that ain't be'me'ila. But now Rava comes along and says, no, the kavana ev nechasim she'ain be'me'ila means that you're chayav only if it's no me'ila, means only if it's not kadosh at all. Not this type of kadosh, not kadosh at all. As the meaning that of hemayninu hedyot, you know, you're only chayav if you're mazik hedyot. Any type of kadosh, you're mazik, you're patarin, including as we said, tkachim kalim, whatever, everything. You're not chayav in anything that has any kadusha to it. That's the pshat. So then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then lit need hedyot. So why say such a funny way to say in the Mishnah you're chayv if you're mazik hedyot? Why am I saying if you're chayv if you're mazik and nechasim she'ein behem me'ila? What do you have to speak of me'ila for? Just say hedyot, and that's finished. Kasha, where it says kasha. Okay, Rashi, Rav Amar, Mi'ila, quote unquote, the Misnisin, Lotidik Mina, don't make the deal like we said before, Ha, Migdash Kadosh, something Kadosh, but which type of Kodesh? It's Kochim Kalim. No. Elahaki Kamar, Shein Mehem Din Mi'ila, meaning Shein Mehem Shum Kedusha Ala Shemaim, no Kedusha at all, only then you're Chayav Ben Ezekin. The Kedusha Shemaim, Shaykh Din Mi'ila, could go on Kachim. Umainin Hu, could go on Nechasim de Hedyot. Okay, now back to the Gemara. Okay, now we're taking a little switch, and now we're discussing not damaging a animal that might be Kodesh or whatever, but now, afuch. Now, a Kodesh animal damaging a regular animal. What's it in? So, Amar Rabbi Abba, Shlamim Shiziku. Okay, and here we have a Korban Shlamim, that we'll see is a Tam, right? It's the first three times that it damaged. And it damaged. And so somebody had a shlamim, and it damaged. So what's the din? Gove mi basaran, ve'eno gove mi emurehen. So you collect from the basar, but not from the emurim. The basar shlamim, the basar goes to the owners. Okay, so the basar is his. So since a tam, as we know, is you collect mi gufo. So you can take the from the basar of this shlamim that damaged you, because that's really mamun, mamish mamun bayim, belongs to the bailim, the basar. So that you take. But you can't take towards the payment of the nezek, the emurim. The emurim are the fats, whatever, that go on the mizmeah, because that belongs to Hashem. So you can't collect that. So the Gemara says, pshita. Then that's obvious, no? Emurim l'gavoa salke. What do you have to tell me that you can't collect from the emurim? They go on the mizbeach. So how can you take that as a payment for the nezek? It's obvious. So more answers. Lo tzricha l'gova mibsarim kenegen emurim. The chiddush is that you can't collect. You're not allowed to take from the emurim, but maybe I can take from more basar kenegen the emurim, which I can't collect from. Kamash malan that you cannot. Okay, let's just see Rashi. See, he explains it. Lotzricha hadiktani einu govem mirim hakamash malam dein govem mibesaro keneged emurim. I can't take more basar keneged the emurim that I'm not allowed to take. Kagon, for example, shor shavim a time she nagak shor shavim a time. Okay, shor it's 200. That's a shlamim. The gore is a regular shor, and they're both worth 200. Eino gove ela chetzi demei besaro. Okay, so a tam only collects chetzi nezek. So you can collect how much? 100. Right, from that from the living shor that killed your, so which was a shlamim shor, happened to be. So you can take a half, right, chetzi nezek from the basar. Afal gav the lo havi manishalim, even though it's not a full 100, because there's also emurim over there that you're not allowed to take in half. Right? So demei chetzi emurim lo yishtalim mi demei chetzi hacher shel habasar. So you can't collect the you're supposed to get the kilu half basar half emurim, because right, but the emurim you can't take. So maybe I'll take more basar that I could take, you know, kenega the chetzi emurim that I'm not allowed to take. So in the other half of the behema kilu, right, that I'm not taking from, maybe I'll take some of that basar against the chetzi emurim that I'm not allowed to take. Okay, so that's the chiddush, that you're not allowed to do that. Okay, the Gemara continues. Aliba the man. So who is this going like? I aliba the rabbanan pshita ha amre ki. So the Gemara says you can really learn like either Ibai Seima Rabbi Nasan, Ibai Seima Rabbana. Okay, so what is this all talking about? So let's just see Rashi. What is this? Who's this? Rabbanan Rabbi Nasan. So Rashi explains the pligi aleha de Rabbi Nasan. We have a machlekas Rabbanan Rabbi Nasan. Meperek shor shenagechas apara daf nun gimel. Gabi shor shedachaf es chaveiro labor. The case over there is you have a shor and he pushes another shor into a boar. Okay. Then we say Ramina betam. If the one that pushed the shor into the boar was a tam, so it's chayav chetzi nezek. So bal shor mishalim revia, and the bal abor pater. Okay, why? Because the shor that pushed it, okay, shor that pushed it has a partner, And who's the partner? The boar, because they both did the damage. It wouldn't, had he not pushed, it wouldn't have fallen, got damage in the boar. Had there not been a boar there wouldn't have damaged either. So the shore and the boar are partners. So the shore that pushed in has to pay half of the damages, because he's a partner. So that's chetzi. Now, if it's a tam, though, it pays chetzi nezek. So it's half of the half. What's half of a half? Quarter. Hence the quarter nezek that the Hashor Mishalem Revia, Ubala Bor Patur, Moi, Vibneje Hezehi Pilo. Okay, so as we'll see. So according to this Shita, the Rabbanan, that the boar didn't since the act of damage done by the shore, so he has to pay his part and chetzi of it. But the bala boar is pater. Ubemuad bala shore is mishalem chetzi, because he has to pay the full half of the damages, which is chetzi. Ubala, again, the bala boar is patur. Alma kileka lishtaume mi bala shore lo mishalem mi bala boar. So we see over here the shita of the Rabbanan, that if you can't, since this shore that died, you know, the owner of the shore, cannot collect, whatever he can't collect from the shore, he cannot now say, well, I couldn't collect from him, I'm going to go to the Bala Bor and see what I can collect. No, you can't. Sure, that's it. You just lose out in Malasot. Lo mishalem Bala Bor. Even though the it's sitting in the boar, you can't go to the boar, you only can go to the Bala shore. Now back to our case, therefore, it's pshita, you can't go to the other one, so you can't collect from the basar keneged the emurim. Ve'i aliba de Rabbi Nasan ha'amar ki leik lishlume mi bala shor, says Rashi, mishtalei mi bala bor. So he says, he learns the opposite. He says, really, as we'll see, the ikker damage is done by the bal ha'bor, and you can collect everything from the bal ha'bor, but first you go to the bal ha'shor, see whatever you can collect, and then when anything you can't collect from him, you have to go to the bal ha'bor and collect from him. You can and collect from him, as we'll see. The amar betam, bal ha'shor mishalim revia, u bal ha'bor mishloshet chalakim. He pays all the difference, all the three quarters. Whatever the bal ha'shor you can't collect from him, you collect everything else from the bal ha'bor. In this case, the three quarters, right, because a quarter we said is the bala shor, and what's left is the three quarters. Everything else you go to the bala bor. But muad, you collect bala shor mishalem mechza, like a muad, if the whole half of his damage. Bala bor mechza, he's whatever is left, he pays. V'hachanami, my eino gova. Therefore, the question the Gemara asks is: so how come over here, according to Rabbi Nassan, can you not? Why can you not collect from the emurim? He said, over there, I couldn't collect from the bala bor. I collect from the bala shor. I collect from the bala bor. It's the same thing over here. Whatever I can't collect from the emurim, I should be able to collect from the basar. So my eino gova mi basar on keneged emurim. Why not? Ahacha nami tarvayu azi. They both damaged. So chelik the gavoa and chelik the edge. So whatever I can't collect from here, I should be able to collect from here. Okay, Rashi brings another girsu which he doesn't like. V'sfarim dichsiv behem afal gav deika l'shlume mehai mishalem mehai. He says shabashta. He, it's a mistake. Nahasam lo matzinu luk mehachi. Okay. Now we go back to the Gemara. So now the Gemara said that you can answer up really to both shitas. You can say that this what we're saying over here, that you cannot collect from the emurim, the basar or keneged the emurim, can go like either Rabbanan or Rabbi Nasan. How? Ibai same a Rabbanan. If you want, you could say it's like the Rabbanan that says that you cannot collect, you know, from the other party, when you don't collect from the first one. But hani mili betray gufe. That's if we're talking about two parties, a shore and a boar. Aval b'chad gufa, but here it's just one thing, it's just one animal. So matzi amarle, so he's allowed to nizak and say to the mazik, since the whole behem is only one goof over here, so mikol hechadabina mishalemna, right? It's one thing over there, I can't collect from here, so you know, can't go to the other party and collect. Okay, but here's not the other party, this is one animal. So therefore, you can say, whatever I cannot collect from here, I'll collect from here, and therefore, you, there is a havamina to say that you could collect from the basar, kamash malan that you can. So it's not pshita, according to Rabbanan, it's a chiddush. Ve'ibay seima Rabbi Nasan. Or if you want, you can also learned that it's Rabbi Nasan, and we said which was not correct, seemingly, right? Because he said you're allowed to collect from the other thing, and here our brisa here says you cannot collect from the basar kenegad urimim. But again, it's different. Why? Because over there, Hasam, by the shore and the boar. So who the amar le bal shor le bal abor? They were talking about the bal shor here means the bal shor that's in the pit. The dead shore, the owner of the dead shore, that he could say to the balabur, where the shore is sitting in, right? Ana torai bebirach ashkachte. He said, listen, my shore, where is it? It's sitting in your boar. So you're responsible. Okay, so therefore really I should collect everything from you. I have a right to. But, my delesli lishumi mehach, so mishalemna me minach. But I'll first do you a favor. I'll see what I can collect from the shore to push my shore in here. But whatever I don't collect, I'm coming from you. Another, again, like two different parties. Whatever I can collect from him, I'll collect from you. Turning to your Gimel Amud Beis. Avalhacha, but over here with the shore, with the basar and the emurim, mi matzi amar basar azik emurim lo azik, and the two different parties, and I'll cut from you and not from that one, and then not I'll cut to you. It's all one thing. Can you say that the basar is mazik and the emurim were not mazik, and I'm collecting from the basar, whatever, and then I'm going to go to you and go to you, and it's not applicable over here. And therefore you have to pay, you can collect from the basar keneged emurim. Okay, Rashi. Okay, betray gufe, right? Right. Betray honey mealy. The law mean, and when do we not say ki lek lishlumi mehai lishlumi mehai betray gufe kigod na shor na bor? That's when the rabbanan say that. Aval b'chad gufa, one thing ilo ashmeinan Rabbi Abba de eno gover memoreim havamina de matziam. Really, I might think he could say mikoma de beinam mishalem. I'm going to collect wherever I could. Kamashwan, if you need it, is a chiddush going to rabbanan. Hasam huda amar le balashor harug, the dead shore with amar now le balabor ana torai bebir gashkach. I found my boar, my dead shore, and your boar met hilka kol anezek. You have to pay everything. My deit li leshlumi mi balashor mishlem. Whatever I collect for sure, I'll try and I'll collect. But if not, resko, I'm coming back to you. So im tamhu, he's gonna mishlem revia the filu hiziko who levado lo haya mishlem elachatzin nezek. But now that he has a partner, he's only going to pay a quarter. So fine, I'll get the quarter from him, and Vashar Mishalem Minach. The rest I'm going to collect from you. Yud Gimel Amud Beis Rashi. Aval Hacha Matzi Amarle over here by the Basar and the Emuri. Mala Basar Nimtza Nezek Yotermi and Emuri. What are we going to say? What is more Nezek by the Basar, not from the Emuri? So go from him, and then not. And we're going to go first. It's not more. It's all one thing. Hilchach shavei chetzi emurim shvei chetzi emurim yafsi. Therefore, he has to lose half of the emurim. Then Rashi just brings another girsa, which again he doesn't like. So we'll just read it through quickly. Lashanacher lo tsricha lingvot mi besaran keneged emurim. The vaday gova in this girsa says that you do gova mi besaran keneged emurim. The high gova mi besaran the kamar Rabbi Abba afilu chelik emurim kamar. The kaparich, and then on that Gemara is asked according to this gear. So yilibet rabbanan amai hamrinan mechule yilibet rabbi nasan is pshita safuch. Then there are gearsa velo shmate. He says I didn't like that. Verishan is ikur the misvara the haidos veika mishanile that which we ask. That's what we answer. The ha gemara seifa de milsa kamar is referring to the end. The seifa eno govah mi emurim parich pshita. That's where the pshita is, and Amrina legavoa salke the Allah by lishnui. And that we need to answer ma eno gova mi emurim the kamar eno gova mi basar keneged emurim. Okay, maybe we'll just do a little bit more. So two dots, one last thing. Amar Rava toda shizika gova mi basara veino gova mi lachma. So here we have a korban toda that it damaged. And you collect from the nizak can collect from the meat of the animal, but you can't, not from the bread that goes as brought with the 40 lechamim that is brought with the Torah, that you can't collect from. So Gemara says lechem pshita. Of course you can't collect from the lechem. The lechem didn't damage, the animal damaged. What are you doing going collecting from the lechem for? So Gemara says seifa yitzchali. Where Rava said you need for the seifa that it says over there nizak ochel basar umiskaper mevi lechem. That the nizak eats from the basar, like we said, that he collects from the basar, from the korban toda, and the miskaper, that's referring to the balach korban, that he's getting kapar with this korban, so he brings the lechem. So Gemara says that's what he's trying to tell us, that's also pashut hanami pshita. Who? Why would you think to mechayev the nizak to bring the lechem? For the animal, why should he bring it? He's not the bala korban. The bala korban should bring the lechem. Why would I think the nizak should have to bring the lechem? So Gemara says, yeah, ma'u detema came into lechem hachshira de zevachu. I might think since the lechem is machshir de zevach, it's you have to bring it, with the korban. It's part of its machshir the korban. So lema le, maybe the mazik could say to the nizak, Atachal basar v'ana icy lechem. What, you're beginning to eat the basar, Mr. Nizak? Because they're collecting from the damage, and you're going to be eating the basar, and I bring the lechem. It's part and parcel. So kamash malan, no, the lechem chiyuv et abaylim. Who the lechem chiyuv et abaylim? It's kapar just for the baylim, and the nizak doesn't bring. Okay, that's that. Rashi lechem pshita halozik, it didn't damage nizak ochal basar laachar kavas emurim, that the nizak's going to eat the basar after the emurim are offered. Okay.